It's time to talk some Oregon softball. The historic start to the season have led to a couple of back-to-back grinder series. And from the nothing easy in the Pac-12 file, now they're going to go off to conference-leading Arizona next. Welcome in the coach. Coach White, how you doing?
Well, good, Steve. Thank you.
Let's get to the rubber game of the Washington series on Sunday. You guys led 3-1. You called on Megan Kleist to close the deal. Maggie had thrown 2 1/3 innings, a shutout ball, but she left two on in the fifth, two on in the sixth, threw a bunch of pitches. What was your thinking at that point, pulling her in favor of Megan?
Well, Megan had thrown so well the night before that I felt like it would be a good time to bring her in. You know, obviously just needing, three outs with a couple-run lead. I felt pretty comfortable doing that. But as you all know, in hindsight, it didn't turn out that way. But, I thought Maggie was also, it was time to get on to Maggie just a little bit. And I thought Megan's change of pace would really help, but it didn't.
Coach, you're in a kind of an odd area. Could you hear me okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, could hear you occasionally. Let's give it one more shot. Now, I know this might sound like a cliche, but after that amazing streak the first 2 months, then conference play begins, you know the Pac-12 is just cutthroat. As coaches, you can only teach and preach so much. Is there any logic that seeing firsthand how strong UCLA first and Washington are, and even though you lose those tough games, that kind of gets your point across kind of emphatically how difficult this league is?
Yeah, without a doubt, especially this year. I mean, I think there's four of the Pac-12 teams are in the IPI, top eight. So that's the best we've been in a long time, as far as a conference. So I know it's a conference when we have our meetings in September, we all talk about, hey, we just get Pac-12 back to the top. And I think this year is probably one of the strongest years for the conference in a long time.
We're talking with Oregon softball coach Mike White. A few weeks back, we talked about Jenna Lilly off that scary injury last year, rough start to the season. Looked like during that Missouri tournament she was coming around. But so far in conference play, she's been so with the bat. You said a lot of it might be between the ears. What do you make of such a great player kind of still struggling the way she is?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're working on day to day and week to week. Just continue to build that confidence, and you know what she can do. What we do as coaches, and she knows too, and just continue to persevere with it. It's a kid who just right now is struggling for some reason, and sometimes you can try too many things. So today, we did look at some tape from a couple of years ago when she had a really good season, and just looked at some things that she was doing just a little bit differently. Sorry.
You okay, Coach? Do we need to call anybody?
No, really. Mechanically, so.
I think Coach is kind of choking. I did that the other day. Remember, you guys had to take over? You're right, Mike?
Yeah. There you go. I'm better now.
All right. Don't scare us. All right, so you were working on something mechanically with Jenna.
Yeah, mechanically. And she tried a little bit of it today at practice. I'm just hoping that there's something that will trigger, her to get some better at bats and some better results.
I want to get to Mia Camuso because, in my case, I'm probably the shortest first baseman in the history of the Wayne, New Jersey American Legion, so I've got a warm spot for her. Overall, though, this season, with the bat in the field, working with Jenna and Nikki and Linval, whoever's in there, how would you evaluate, her first year at this elite level?
Well, I think that, she started off really well, and she made a couple of mistakes, and of course, she's being unable to drop those mistakes or let them behind and just focus on the next play. And, it's just part of being just a young player. So,
right.
We're talking to her about that. Hey, you got to let it go and just focus on the next play. And so that's what we were doing there. Yeah, physically, she can handle those ground balls and some of those balls are getting by her. But, really we don't have, too many other choices because we need her bat in the lineup. She's doing a great job there. And, so it's a matter of if she doesn't go to first base, we're probably going to have Alish there, or You know, put Caruso at the DP position.
We're talking with Oregon softball coach Mike White, and along with Mia and Shannon Rhodes, you know, your everyday players and pitchers like Maggie or Miranda on the mound. As coaches, do you have to take time, especially this time of year where their high school season would be over, to kind of check in to, you know, make sure they don't hit that freshman wall and they realize, as good as they've been, the most important games are now and moving forward?
Yeah, it's ironic you say that because we kind of had some one-on-one meetings yesterday, you know. You're just checking in with them to make sure that how they're doing, you know. And it is, it's a big step up because it's, you know, 5 days a week plus, you know, more than that actually by the time you think the mental part of the game. And it can get fatiguing, especially if you put the travel on top of it and everything else they've got to worry about with classes. So, yeah, we just, you know, getting them to say, you know, hey, take a breather a little bit, you know, relax, enjoy the journey. And, you know, we got a lot of season to play right now. You know, we've shown we're as good as any team in the country, and we have great pitching and good defense. And it's just a matter of trying to repair what we're doing with the bat right now and get hot again at the right time.
This weekend, you're off to Tucson. Arizona's only 41-3, number two in the rankings. I want to talk about their coach. I mean, it's his 33rd year on the job, multiple national titles. He's had Players of the Year, Jenny Finch, Mike Kondrea. I mean, is he as accomplished as there is in this game?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, and plus you look at what he did with the USA national team, you know, and, you know, so, you know, he's the one that kind of, you know, I've learned a lot from him. He's been kind of a mentor for me, you know, as far as the way he's trained his teams to always perform at the top. And, you know, and I know they've been through a bit of a dry spell here the last 4 or 5 years, but, you know, he's kept his composure about it and understands that sometimes these things are cyclical. And, right now he's got a team that's very capable of winning it all. And, yeah, so I'm always looking and learning at, you know, people have been around the game a lot longer than I have, and he's one of those guys I look up to.
And finally, this particular team, I mean, they lost 1-0 to Florida State, who's number 3, although oddly they just lost 2 out of 3, the last 2 in the Utah series at Salt Lake City. From what you've seen from them, and I know they play, I think, a doubleheader tonight, what are some of the characteristics that make this Wildcat team so dangerous?
Yeah, well, you know, they've got some good speed at the top, and then you run into a bunch of power hitters down through 7 in their lineup. And then we've got 2 very good speedsters. So they're kind of reminiscent of some of the teams that we've had in the past. And defensively, they're pretty strong. So I think they've got like maybe 7 or 8 seniors on their squad and a couple, about 4 freshmen, and they're blending in really well. Their number one pitcher, O'Toole, has really kind of stepped up her game, and she's the one that everyone's got to try and beat this year, I think. Just a very good left-hander that throws hard with a great changeup.
All right, it all starts 5 o'clock Friday. It'll be on the Pac-12 Network, matinee Saturday and Sunday, ESPN2. Coach, always appreciate the time. Travel safe, and best of luck against the Cats.
Thanks, Steve. Go Ducks.
All right, take it easy.